Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Slow down. Be patient. Step and think.
Hold up.
Choose a path. Be wise.
Down, hold up, breathe.
Realize. Imagine.
Down, down, hold up, breathe for me.
So I can move forward like Bruno Mars did. Took a lot of feet to the club, bad thoughts, now back to focus. Time is long, life is short now, we cutting corners. If you know what's right, then you gotta do it right now, cause they don't know your story. What's the easy way in, there's a hard way out. You gotta go through the obstacles, you gotta set the stage, you gotta know your route. You either moving north or either moving south. What you got planned? You gotta clean up, you gotta speak proud. With your head up high while you trying to get by. With your hands up high, cause you feel the glory and all the energy. You gonna pull it all out, free your mind from the overload. You gotta be calm and not stressful. Prepare yourself for the threshold. Never give up on your passion. Be loyal and active. Next you know you gotta master. Perform in front of the masses. The crowd you wouldn't have imagined. Scream aloud, dramatic. Cause everything that I put in is now manifesting how I vision it. Lights, camera, and action. Setting up the new standard. I stopped hating with them locals. Now I'm thinking big and going national. Trying to touch the people on the other side. Don't ask for the world. Don't ask for us. You gotta move to the beat. And then you can break life.
Hold up. I really think you move too fast. You need to just hold up. Calm down, hold up, breathe for a minute.
I need a little breeze. Slow down, you may want to leave. At first we was in the same scene. Now I'm on a new dean. Don't look back at what they told me. You might just run into a stampede. Please be quiet and watch, you'll see. They take your ideas and form a new team. Ball out and move ahead of the speed. Turn around and don't know where to be. The coach is mad, cause the clock told three. He's calling you out, cause it's all about you instead of all about the dream.
Hold up, I really think you move too fast. You need just hold up.
I feel like every little girl dreams of being something when she grows up. Some little girls dream about being lawyers, some dream about being mommies, and I dreamt about being a singer.
Legs apart.
That's right.
I'm the gatekeeper. Spread your legs, open up, you could be famous. If you come up anywhere else, I'll erase it. Drink up, it's we got champagne by the case. Don't you know, we are the gatekeepers. Spread your legs, open up, you could be famous. You know we're holding the dreams that you're chasing. You know you're supposed to get drunk and get naked.
$20 million in a car. Girl, tie your hair up if you wanna be a star. $30 million people want a shot. How much would it take for you to spread those legs apart?
Oh, I'm the gatekeeper. Spread your legs, open up. You could be famous. Wait till 5 years down the road and you're failing. Keep fucking these regular dudes that are nameless. Don't you know that we are the gatekeepers? Spread your legs, open up, you could be famous. Girl on your knees, don't you know what your place is? Got gold on my dick, girl, don't you wanna taste?
$20 million in a car. Girl, tie your hair up if you wanna be a star. How much would it take for you to spread the world apart?
Y'all, this your boy Kurt NT, the Grand Rising Show. The number's 516-595-8305. And I just want to talk about real quick how stupid these motherfucking men are out here. So here in Philadelphia, it was so basically what happened was they were at the corner store, right?
Basically, yeah.
They were at the corner store.
It was
there was a white lady and a black guy. Now the white lady bumps into the black guy. Sex, excuse me, and everything. We don't really know exactly what the fuck she said, but you can see on the video where she bumps into him, and it's like kind of like, you know, oh, I'm sorry, you know. And this dumb motherfucker follows this woman to her house and then takes shots at this woman. I hope this motherfucker get locked up. And I'm not racist. I love all people. You know, I feel like how I feel about people, but I love all people. And
she's too good. She just got a
grave leg. But still, he's dumb. Like, what the fuck was going through his head to want to go chase this woman down? Not only chase this woman down, but creep behind this woman's car to find out where she stays, wait till she gets out the car, drives by, and then shoots at him. Like, what is wrong with
the... What if, like, the boy who got shot coming out of school? He's doing the right thing. He in school.
What, someone was coming after him, or he
they
just
don't
got
know
shot.
Yet. But
no,
the fact that
that's different.
They don't know if he was actual target, but it was after school. People were coming out of school.
That's different.
Again, I don't know if he was. They don't even know if he's a target.
That's different.
But again, 9 out of 10 times, it was probably something over something stupid like social media.
That's different. We're talking about someone that you don't know. And this happens all the time. People bump into people all the fucking time.
Well, you know, people use two people or fight people because they step on their sneakers.
That's stupid. In the club, you step on my motherfucking shoes. Pussy, nigga, you act like your fucking shoes is your goddamn life. And that's the problem with people is they buying these old expensive-ass fucking shoes and clothes. And they really, that's why you shoot at motherfuckers when motherfuckers step on your, if somebody step on your shoes, right, and you get, want to fight a motherfucker over them shoes, You probably a broke ass nigga and spent all your fucking money on them goddamn shoes. And that's why you mad. You mad at yourself because you just spent all this fucking money on these goddamn shoes. I'm broken. Then somebody stepped on these motherfuckers. Oh, hell no. Nah. It's about to be a fight in this motherfucker because I'm already broke. I mean, that's the only thing.
Go home and clean them bitches.
Like, something wrong with people, yo. Next track that we playing is Jordyn, Pauline, Trash on the Grand Rising Show. We'll be back.
How are you still playing? I feel too damn over now. You see, buddy, said you should have already thrown in a towel. But yeah.
I got you.
I wanna never leave you.
one on tres cielo, throw you like dinero, get your money back on me. Moving despacito for you, despacito.
Hey mama, what's up?
Let's meet at
at the usual place. I know that we both got a lot to say, but don't be confused. You think, girl, I never loved you, that's all that I make you.
For you, standing by my window to get a view. Though I got a busy schedule, but you got my attention, I'm so focused on you. Everyone is talking about you, cause you shine brighter than the sun and moonlight too. The first time I met you, I was shaking, I felt so uneasy from my head to my belly. Like a spirit, you enter my body. I'm losing my mind, can't control how I'm feeling. My mind only revolves around you. I'm losing touch with reality too. Yet I like it.
Okay. cause your body's so close. The DJ is spinning, you already know I like it. And I know you like it. So don't fight it, cause we like it. Hey, yo. I can feel the power. There's magic everywhere. And the way your body's moving, it's like you're dancing in the air. Don't stop, baby. Cause your beauty's a gift, yeah. And the mood is so lifted. And I like everything, yeah.
The things you do to me, I can't hide it. The way you make me feel, yeah, I like it. Can't keep my eyes off you.
Take it as a later lesson.
I know where the drugs at, but don't know where the love at. Ever since my adolescence in the presence of drug rats. While I got this love in my heart, I wanna spread it out. 2020 took everybody, now what is that about?
I mean, I'm asking you, do you know what that about?
Put the guns down, cause this game is cat and mouse.
Gotta put the guns away.
Hey, what's up? This is Kerry D. Singleton, and I stay tuned into the Grand Rising Show with host Curtis Sant, brought to you by Behind the Scene Radio every morning, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and of course, 8 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. Check in at 516-595-8305. Tap in and listen to the hottest artists in the universe.
Number one, that can be no other one. What would I be if I ain't your number one? Number one, number one, that can be no other one. What would I be if I ain't? I'm your number one. there's no number two.
I'm yours.
What you wanna do with another boo?
I'm yours.
Bestie BFF, I don't care who's who.
I'm yours.
I'm your number one, you're my number one.
I'm yours.
I'm your number one, there's no number two.
I'm yours.
What you wanna do with another boo?
I'm yours.
Bestie BFF, I don't care who's who.
I'm yours.
I'm your number one, you're my number one.
I'm yours.
I'm the one to choose and everything you don't want to lose. I your favorite dudes, made good use. Dudes overstayed the cruise. Now they packing their backpacks and tracking their whack tracks. Oh, y'all with the jack black, oh, that's where you lack facts, bro. I'm King Kong, to me, this is theme pong. Sue me if you think I'm wrong. Do me like a sing-along. Come into my shows, better bring the tongue on me to my flows. I'm boss a good start. I kind of understood the, I need the booster. With you, nobody's asking who's the, or who are you, sir? They know you top there when you up there and do not compare. I kind of pop here and pop there. I'm everywhere but you not near. The top spot is taking. This is history, the making. When you look at what I'm staking, I'm bringing cake in and celebrating while they debating. Don't be mistaken, I in my shoes but can't walk a mile in it. Will do you no good, put on your table no food. Why can't you see, I am not in that mood.
I'm your number one, there's no number two.
I'm yours.
What you wanna do with another boo?
I'm yours.
Bestie BFF, I don't care who's who.
I'm yours.
I'm your number one, you're my number one.
I'm yours.
I'm your number one, there's no number two.
I'm yours.
What you wanna do with another boo?
I'm yours.
Bestie BFF, I don't care who's who.
I'm yours.
I'm your number one, you're my number one.
I'm yours.
I'm the first, there is first, there was a first, there'll ever be. You ain't boss or boss, what's the force? I'll forever be a legend from the underground. While my enemy runs aground, when they hear the thunder sound, my enemies spawn around. They can't handle all the drama that comes with being a leader. Yet they're eager to climb the ladder, claim to be badder, but not a reader. It's the money and fame, maybe money or dame. They be calling it game, to debut the day I reclaim. The throne that has been in my name, cause I'm your number one. You can sack to the moon and back, you never find another one. The other honors a groom like that. I'm the numero uno, the only one you should know and would know. Put that on your footnote, so you put no. When anyone disputes what you do know, they're with these guys as besties, acting like them guesties, they all testy. First you do give away, then time will tell you it will stay. Don't forget to test this.
I'm your number one, there's no number two.
I'm yours.
What you wanna do with another boo?
I'm yours.
Bestie BFF, I don't care who's who.
I'm yours.
I'm your number one, you're my number one.
I'm yours.
I'm your number one, there's no number two.
I'm yours.
What you wanna do with another boo?
I'm yours.
Bestie BFF, I don't care who's who.
I'm yours.
I'm your number one, you're my number one.
I'm yours.
I'm your number one, you are my number one, two,
one, two.
If there's no you, there's no one, I'll be the one, two. I'm your number one, you are my number one, two,
number one, two.
If there's no you, there's no one, I'll be the one, two.
Can I speak from the heart? Know what's going on, like I hear Marvin. They stop teaching Black History Month. I beg your pardon, I'ma take it back to Martin Luther King in his speech, and Rosa Parks has to sit in the back seat. If you're proud to be Black, boy, your hands are tight, squeeze, and raise it to the sky. All I do is pray for peace. SWV, I get weak in the knees when I hear about these white cops killing my Black people. I be like, geez, something gotta give. It's either me or you, cause I'm Black, I can't live. How can I breathe? It's not easy, Mario. We need change like the weather, some stereo. A simple hello to get me by. Should I wait? Just keep it moving, cause I'm still looked at like a slave. They dug plenty graves, started with Trayvon Martin. Celebrated the outcome, and still sparking. I know what's going on, we on the rise. So every life matters, cause I'm Black, I gotta die. Well, if that's the case, dig my grave right now. Peace, be still, shh, don't make a sound. I know what's going on, we on the rise, know every life matter, cause I'm Black, I gotta die, well if that's the case, dig my grave right now, peace be still, shh, don't make a sound, Zimmerman got all be on top. CPC, G money, man, we all we got. One question, four answers. Why you rather have a block? I'd rather have unity. What the heck can they do to me? That's already been done. Reach one, teach one. Look out for the little ones. I'm feeling her. No, I'm feeling envy. Will Smith, Jiggy. Sit back and I ask myself, what's going on? Enslaved back then, R.I.P. a Afeni Shakur. Cops pull me over, give me a ticket, rippy rip. Go eat a donut, sit down. I can't stand for this. But I'ma stand now if my life depends on it. They continue to get off. No charge, no punishment. I know what's going on. We on the rise, so every life matter. Cause I'm black, I gotta die. Well, if that's the case, dig my grave right now. Peace be still, shh, don't make a sound. I know what's going on. We on the rise, so every life matter. Cause I'm black, I gotta die. Well, if that's the case, dig my grave right now. Peace be still, shh, don't make a sound. Times is hard, my people still struggling. The rich getting richer, the poor still hustling. A room full of white people, I'm the person they watching. No upper middle class, we staying at the bottom. Get black businesses, don't hesitate. No. We was fortunate enough to see a black president. Do away with the rich, change the way we live, change the way we eat, the way we raise our kids. Materialistic, you trying to keep up with the fashion. Go to school, get a degree, do it with passion. Right. Talk with sense when speaking, they think we clueless. You get the what and what was that? No, excuse me, Eric Garner had to die just for selling some Lucy. Even if my hands up, they still gon' shoot me. We can't win for losing, it ain't even funny. Koreans can care less, as long as they get our money. I know what's going on, we on the rise. So every life matter, cause I'm black, I gotta die. Well, if that's the case, dig my grave right now. Peace be still, shh, don't make a sound. I know what's going on, we on the rise. So every life matter, cause I'm black, I gotta die. Well, if that's the case, dig my grave right now. Peace be still, shh, don't make a sound. Trayvon Martin, Eric Garner, Brandon Tate Brown, Michael Brown, Don Frey Hamilton, John Crawford, Ezell Ford, Dante Parker, Tanisha Anderson, Akai Gurley, Tamir Rice, Romaine Grissom, Jerrain Reed, Tony Robinson, Dylan White, Eric Harris, Walter Scott, Freddie Gray. Rest in peace to all the family.
That dope.
Do our people equally? What's going on?
Somebody
tell me.
All right, this your boy.
This your boy, Curdy and T. What the fuck? This your boy. I don't know what the hell that was. Where did that come from? I wish you would have heard that, Niecy. It said, da-dun-dun. But it was like some, oh, that was crazy. Anyway, it's your boy, Curdy and T, the Grand Rising Show. The number's 516-595-8305. Shout-outs to all the artists that send us music. For the artists that want to get their music played on the Grand Rising Show or Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure that you send your music to BHINDTHESCENAIRPLAY@gmail.com. That is Behind the Scenes Airplay@gmail.com. Only send MP3 formatted tracks only. Won't take nothing else. Ain't no need to fucking explain, because you wouldn't do it to any other radio stations or to a major FM radio station. You got to send it the right way. So we're getting it to that point where you're going to have to send it the exact right way as you would to a FM radio station. We're being nice because we're underground playing internet radio station. But believe me, this soon, well, it already has taken over, but it's, yeah. Anyway, so Niecy got me over here. I'm really wanting to talk about, so after these next few songs, we're going to come and talk about people that you think that are white that are actually black, like famous people, war veterans, presidents, queens, just people in the industry, music industry, movie industry that is white, that's really black. That's what we'll be coming back to on the Grand Rising Show. It's your boy Curdy and T. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Max Groove, smooth jazz recording artist, producer, and DJ. I like to stay tuned into the hottest internet radio station in the universe, Behind the Scenes, with hosts Curtis and Niecy Lee, every Sunday night and every other Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. 516-595-8305. Again, I'm Max Groove, inviting you to join me on my radio show, Jazzin' to the Max, on Global Sensations Radio Network, GSRN, the place where your music lives.
And I'm so animalistic with it. And if you buy that shit, I don't. Show. It's Niecy the Queen Lee. We're just going to talk a little bit about, if you want to call in, it's 516-595-8305. If you want to discuss this topic right now, which is people you probably didn't know were descendants of black people, African people, people of color, or could pass for white. Some of them were back in history. Some of them were more recent. We have the French novelist. Now, I'm pretty sure everybody knows, and if you don't know, there's something wrong with you, about the Three Musketeers that they portray as white characters. even though they say they're from France or they're French or whatever, but they portray them as white. Now, you know, Paris and all that, a lot of black people, people of color, went to Paris.
Even though,
because it was so, they accepted them more so than Americans. So, but
because there was already black people there.
True. But the author of The Three Musketeers was a French novelist by the name Alexandre Dumas. He was the grandson of a Haitian woman. A black Haitian woman, you know, because Haitians like to sit there and say, well, you know, they're all not black. But a black Haitian woman. You also have, way back in the day, you had General Thomas Alexander Dumas, who fought alongside Napoleon Bonaparte and helped Austrian army, you know, get their freedom. Again, a black man. You may or may not know this person, Anatole Boyard. True, I really don't. Anatole Boyard, he was in a band in New Orleans. His parents, he's like, I'm not really going to say, looking at him, he might look like a light-skinned black person to me. I mean, his eyes look like he could be white, but his parents are light-skinned people of color, so he basically is a light-skinned person of color. But he spent most of his time in a Brooklyn black neighborhood, and then went on to join. He passed so much. This is how you know white people stupid. Some of white people stupid. Like I said, just looking at him, he looks like he might be a light-skinned black person or a biracial person or whatever. But he was able to pass for a white man in the military, in the segregated military, as a white man. And then he led the battalion of black soldiers.
Does he look black?
Like I said, looking at him,
he looked.
Other than his eyes may look white, but the rest of him, he looked like he biracial to me.
You can see the jawbone.
Again, like I said, there's some stupid word people in the world to think this man is bad for what. But just looking at him, I was questioning just looking at him. You have an author by the name of Malcolm Gladwell. Looking at him, I really can't tell what he is, but he's a New York author of several best-selling books, one called The Tipping Point, one called Blink, one called Outlers, and one called What a Dog Saw. He won a National Magazine Award in 1999, was named Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People in 2005. He was born to a Jamaican mother and a British father. That means a black woman and a white man. You have, who else is on here? Not everybody's going to know her either. You may recognize her name. You may not recognize her name, but if you see her, and I didn't know that she was descended from black people. Her name is, she was on Broadway and everything. Carol Channing. Now Kurt said he recognized the name. Then I showed him the picture. He knew who she was. She's
older though.
She was born in 1921. She was already a Broadway star known for the performances in Gentlemen Prefer Blondes and Hello. She was the one that was singing Hello Dolly. That was her. From the original play Hello Dolly. And when she learned something surprising about her heritage. Her father, George Channing, had been a light-skinned black man. She ain't know that. Her mama was white, apparently. She went on to become a well-known gay rights activist. Being of mixed race was something she only briefly alluded to in her memoir. Well, yeah, you can't fault her for just briefly because she ain't know. There's another artist in here that you're going to just be like, what? Then you have a guy from a band named Pete Wentz. Some of y'all who follow the band probably know. He was in a rock band called The Fallout Boy. I heard of the group. You ever heard of the group Fallout Boys? I heard of the group. But he was, he's a member, and, he looks like he's Spanish, actually. Or he, a little bit white. He's one of them white, he looks like one of them white Latinos.
Yeah, you can tell.
He looked like a white Latino though.
He looked like
Tristan
gonna look. I mean, not Tristan, like Logan gonna look.
But he was half white, half black.
Or that the way that Logan looked, he looked white, but you can tell that he got some color in him. Like you can tell the same with Logan.
Then you have a CNN news person named Soledad O'Brien. Now she's more of a recent person. I don't know if you know or recognize her name. She hosted the CNN thing, Black in America documentary series. She did that, and then a lot of people were like, why is she doing that? She black. But y'all didn't know that. But, they wanted the question. She's her mom is a black Latina and her dad is a white Australian. She grew up in a primarily white neighborhood with parents who insisted she identify as black. Her dad was like, you black. Her white dad said, you black. She was obviously taught about the black race. Then this is going to surprise a lot of people. Now, Harry and his wife, what's his wife's name?
Harry.
Yeah, Prince Harry, what's his wife's name? You know, the one that, you know, the half white, the half black girl, half white girl. Yeah, you know how the whole English monarch that talked about their son, because he may come out dark. Newsflash, all y'all descendants in England, in the royal family, come from black people. Queen Charlotte of England had a daughter named Queen Victoria. Y'all all are descendants of black people. Queen Elizabeth, Prince Charles, Prince William, Prince Harry, Archie, all little Williams kids, all Williams little 3-4 kids, all of y'all want to sit there and talk about this little boy who basically looked like he white because they were worried about whether or not his skin would be dark like his mother's.
It should have been, dog.
Or like his grandmother's. Or his grandmother's.
It won't be in my lifetime, but I want to see a dark-skinned a king or queen of
but
England.
But the simple fact that y'all had, and then you wore these pens, disrespectful pens, at their wedding. You are all descendants. All you royal bloodline are all descendants of a black woman. Y'all got all this, black people. Oh, I can't stand. Bitch, you're all black. All y'all is as black as the snow is white when it first comes down. You also have Alexander Pushkin. Now, he's considered the father of Russia's golden age of literature. He was born into nobility in the summer of 1799. He was the great-grandson of an Ethiopian prince and had relocated to Russia to become a general in the army of Peter the Great. Now, he almost looks like Abraham Lincoln, like, because you know Abraham Lincoln had color in him.
Yeah, a little bit.
And this picture of Alexander Pushkin looks like that. You know, so all y'all, you know, so hey, basically what they're trying to say is the people of color have helped a lot of people gain their freedom in other countries. I don't know why we couldn't do it here.
People.
Yes.
You think we believe that it was the white man?
I didn't say, I said, I don't know why we couldn't. Let me phrase it this way. We know. You know, a lot of people don't like to say, well, Nat Turner was a figment of. I think a lot of the times when the black people are given someone of courage and encouragement and support and heart and bravery, white people like to tear them down. They'll sit up there and say, oh, you know, they weren't really real.
Well, we're getting to Harriet Tubman from and what's the other guy that they made the movie about?
Nat Turner.
I'm getting that from Dane. Nothing does his research.
Yeah, but a lot of, again, the research was from white people.
He went back to, like, notable people saying anything about them in books and no one.
But here's the thing. I mean, I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say that the scholars you were talking about are referring to are all wrong. But what I'm referring to is just like you have a lot. I hate that in my ear. You have a lot of the time. You have a lot of who do research and I know it already did twice. A lot of people who do research and, you know, they have different avenues of research, and one thing you'll do something and one say you'll say something else. So I'm as far as Harriet Tubman goes, I'm really questionable about that. I want to believe that, you know, there was someone out there trying to lead all the black people.
It was.
To, you know, I know there were underground railroad or whatever, because there were even stops in Philly for that.
Even here.
I just said, yeah, there were stops. Yeah, there were stops along the way, and one of them was, you know, a few of them were in Philly where they had hid them and stuff in houses and stuff in Virginia and Maryland and all that. As far as Nat Turner goes, I can really see being for like a real person. The simple fact that you got black people now who want to sit up there and will snitch on you. You got black people now who will snitch and hold other black people back. I'm saying as far as Nat Turner goes, he had, the only reason they lost and he got caught is because you had other black people snitching.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I can believe that is a real thing. That really happened because it's happening now. You got black people trying to, hold other black people back.
You know what? This is how I look at it. None of us really know what really happened. All we have is just stories.
I have to remember what plantation it was supposed to be on. Because I really, down there they got the whole list of everybody. So you could actually go down there and see if Nat Turner name popped up. And I'm pretty sure there's some ancestors down there from, descendants from down there from back then. Yeah. So, and black people are pretty, but I'm pretty sure the black people down there, the descendants from the other slaves or whatever that still stay down there, I'm pretty sure they didn't hear stories and they know for sure. So I really want to go visit down there. I want to go to the plantation and just walk where they walk. I remember that one that we saw. And I want to go to the ones they say it's haunted for real. Because I have that thing where I can actually sense stuff. I really want to walk where they walk for real. I want to go to the house that, I'm not even going to say house, the shacks that they lived, that sheltered them.
I told you I got family in Louisiana. I told you my family's fighting over land and everything.
But next week is February 1st, which starts, unfortunately, Black History Month, when Black History is 365 days, not 28, not 29 of the year. So you will be seeing a lot of posts daily from me on Instagram, Facebook, and World Promotions, and How You Living, on Behind the Scenes. You're going to see a lot of posts, people that you don't primarily wouldn't think about. Every year I do this. I try not to repeat the people, because there's so many that have, now I'm not going to say have been forgotten, but aren't mentioned. Like Curtis lives from KC. He didn't know the richest girl was black.
Yeah, and she was from Kansas City.
She was a little black girl. That was the richest little black girl back in 1890, early 1900s or whatever. I schooled him on people in his hometown.
Yeah.
So, again, that's what I try to do. That's my version of giving back. Because I had people at my job asking, you post up? I said, yeah, because nobody really knows about them. And nobody's really going to pay attention to them until February. I may post it throughout the year. I may hear it every now and then. But February is when everybody looks at it and pays attention to it. So, once again, this is Niecy the Queen Lee. And
it's your boy, Kirby MT. The Grand Rising Show. You know what? We're going to end with that. That's a good way to end the show, though, DC, because it's informative. Anything you want to get off your chest? Let's take a music break real quick, and then we'll do that. We'll come back with Get Off Your Chest. Next track that we're going to play is Young Gage, For the Kill, on The Grand Rising Show. We'll be back.
I'm doing it for the kids. I'm doing it for the kids. I'm hoping you'll understand. And then they go on my line. I'm doing it for the kids. I'm doing it for the kids. I'm hoping you'll understand. And then they go on my line.
Look. Foes in my ear telling me my friends are dissing. They role switching, family feuding, only fueling tension. Loyalty in question, studio closing sessions. But I'm still making mine, selling time like a session. Dudes biting, so ghostwriting's my new profession. A starving artist who only harvests food for progression. Silent green songs, texting my phone, it's not a message. Mean it is, but not the former, no damn mess.
Too many voicemails, emailed by retail. Pros trying to con me with their short stories, tall tales. They was calling me locally with their fables, trying to get me to sign. But financially, they ain't able nor stable to pay my dues. Friends are dear and few. Not everybody is true. I'm realizing and analyzing everything that you do. Time to, if you moving like my ex do, then I might have to next you. I'm thinking that it's best to just. Don't repeat mistakes, learn from them, grow. I matured from the fire, now it's time for the snow. I perspire for the dough, religious like a friar. When it comes to making music, I would never stop, retire. You can never fire me, my own boss. No rehire, stay on the double shift. Never mind the quagmire. So I am a family guy, that ain't a lowest. I can blow this, never lose my focus. That's a poet, cause I'm so devoted. This is my life and my trials, my trails. I've been engraving since young age, was a child. Walk the pavements of filling vacant spaces, acres and miles. Replacing don't open house with information I found. Switching locations and towns, pitching ideas off the mound of curiosity. Swinging the bat with a crash of velocity for the purpose that's got to be. A certain meaning, research to the course of the gifts of revival. Scriptures I'm reading, but even though I'm believing the role is cool and receiving, I'm ready to leave it.
Petty makes the most ignorant sense. I'm not religious, but I do fuck with Easter and Christmas. Hell, look up on you with a good heart to your sea star. The Darth Vader to your Sith. Ain't that a bitch? Earth is a prison, a reincarnation to a dollar bra. This shit's childish. To me, your folks is going off. How you can call me that with something that you can't spell? Cream of behavior from a male, this must be hell. Full of a rule by that seven-headed dragon. The nations know that you don't know that you ain't African. Now strapped enough for Winfrey, Jesse Jackson. Insult my intelligence, Babylonian sports. It's so irrelevant. How many verses in the Hill of Cutters do you need to see to get it? Hitler ain't got shit on Cecil Rhodes with that fuck shit. Jump remote crafts when the lights go dim. He wanna be her and she wanna be him. Motherfuck your flag and your patriotism. Relatives choose who to love, talk through favoritism. Bitch mouth punk still ain't learned a lesson. Corey Dokes ate that bitch with the yeast infection. Cracker killed his mama, raised by his granny, just a wild child with a jailbird daddy. Teamed up with twins, was too ashamed to claim a real fuck nigga. He set your folks up for the blame. Ain't no telling like Jack told Helen. Ain't nobody snitching, cause everybody telling. Government laced weed, astrazine in the water. She a crystal methodist honky, I still ain't seen my daughter. Mind my business, but my blood clubs always knock me. That's the Janet smiling like Obama, Dick Gaddafi. Comedians, singers, rappers, actors and athletes are puppets for money and fame. Mislead the masses like fuck it, I mention melanin. They only thinking of the skin is deeper than the outside. You gotta take your ass within.
Your family members, them assholes. All of them can never be the measurement and the criteria on which you free yourself, including your goddamn children. If they wanna act like a motherfucker fool, your mama and all the fuckers, they gonna all be on the other side when you get there. Saying what took you so long? You make them motherfuckers gonna be the first to go. Because you are here struggling for them. So don't look at them as a litmus test on why you got into shit. Fuck your goddamn mama and your grandmama, a fucking ignorant ass snuff dipping fool.
That was some deep shit to say. That was Cat. I don't know the name of the artist. I have no idea how to say their name, but the name of the song was called Cat. So basically what I want to get off my chest, what you want to get off your chest, Niecy?
I hate snow.
You hate snow? Yeah, it's snowing here in Philly. You know what I hate, though? And it's some real shit. I hate that now. Like, when I was a kid in school and how you still had to go to school and shit like this. But now, if it just barely even be a fucking dust on the ground, motherfucking school shut down. Like, I don't understand that. I don't get it. Like, I really don't. Like, it feel like motherfuckers are part of the school districts is my age, and they trying to be nice.
They trying to relive their own youth, because we had to go to school with the snow for our knees.
So they trying to live, relive their days.
They trying to get school the snow days that they had.
But then still make the kids go to school in the summertime. I don't know. This your boy, Curdy NT, The Grand Rising Show. Numbers 516-595-8305. Make sure that you check back in with us on Monday, Monday through Friday, same time, same place, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If I don't get on at 9, we're going to be playing by 12. You already know what it is. Love y'all. Y'all take care. We out this. Peace.